and pray for Angus Alec. Angus Alec prays with me in the vestry or in behind there every Sunday morning and Sunday evening. So let me pray for Angus Alec now as he prepares to come up. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once more for Jesus, the one who was pierced for our transgressions, the one whom we are called to remember, the one who has promised that he is with us where two or three gather in his name. And Lord, as we do so now, we pray that we would be aware of the presence of Christ. And we pray for Angus Alec, especially. We thank you for him and for the encouragement that he is, the brightness of his witness and Inas. And we ask, Lord, now that as he shares something of your work in his life over the years, that you would equip him, that you would help him, that you would put words in his mouth, and that Christ would be lifted up and glorified in what he says as well as in all that he does, that we see from week to week. So be near to him, we pray, and help him, and speak to us through him, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Alec. And there's a glass of water for you. Malcolm was telling me that he heard your testimony, his wife heard your testimony on the boat before, on the Minch, and it took from Harris to the mainland, and that was in the days when it was a 2.5 hour crossing. So we're looking forward to this.
That's why you had your supper at 5 o'clock. Well, it's a great privilege for me to be standing here today to honour my Lord. And I'm not going to keep you any long. So many young folk before me here tonight. And first of all, I'm going to start off by a testimony by reading Psalm 40. Psalm 40, I waited for the Lord my God and patiently did bear. At length to me he did incline my voice and cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit and from the mighty clay, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. Wonderful. I could say amen, that's my testimony. But there's another word from the Lord to my heart tonight here. And it's for the young folk, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And as I say, I'm going to start my testimony. I am going to speak about I can say with boldness two young lives. We, Ina and I, were privileged to be given as gifts from the Lord. A girl and a boy, for a short time, they were lovely, just as the young people before the saved man, precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something about them. Their names were Sheena and Jeanette. And Sheena was a lovely girl growing up. And in her very tender years, she was very healthy. There was nothing, no illness, nothing to be seen. But as she grew older, time for school, going to school, we as kids saw that something was wrong. And it was something that progressed. And we couldn't diagnose what it was locally. And she was eventually sent to Edinburgh to Sick Children's Hospital there. And she was diagnosed with an illness, a rare illness of the brain, which progressed, and as she went to school it was more noticeable. Her sight was affected, and eventually as it progressed it affected many organs. But she became very ill, and people used to come to her home with us to pray with us. Christian people who prayed earnestly for her soul. And the time came, couple of months before she passed on, she was very ill, and people used to come in at night to sit with us, even during the night. On this night, this wonderful, glorious night, she had never been taught. I was unsaved. I was saved, I would say. But she wasn't committed to the Lord. I was a poor soul. I was dribbling with alcoholism. But anyway, this night there was Christians, men and women, I think there were six of them, wasn't it, Dinah, with us in the bedroom. She was dead in bed, and we're sitting around the bed, and Dinah came in, and we noticed she was smiling. Her eyes had gone, almost. She could see from the side of her eye. And we saw her smiling, and my mother I am with you about a last she now. Did you see? She gave us a vivid picture and an insight to heaven. She said she was seeing the angels dressed in white robes around the throne of God. The Lamb in the midst of the throne. She could hear them singing. She told us everything about heaven. And then she said, I am going there. We thought she was going home that night, but it wasn't the Lord's way. And it wasn't our thoughts. Our thoughts were that she would be taken away that night. But no, she went down for a couple of months. And as things progressed this night, she was commanded to take it to hospital in Stornoway. And that the following morning, this morning, we were called to the hospital. She had passed away by the time we got there. And as we were taken in to the room where she lay, it wasn't a, she had a hemorrhage. It wasn't a pleasant place to be. But anyway, the following day, I had to go over there to identify the body. And there she was. In the coffin. No signs of illness. No sign of sickness. Her, she was just beautiful in the coffin. We took the coffin home, body home, and we went. And Aina was in some state, I can tell you. She was in bed. And the doctor came and went up and prayed, Dr. Robert, at the bedside. And I said to Aina, you'll have to come in and see me. And she went in, and there she lay, no sign of pain or illness or anything. And what was it? The words that spoke to your heart. What were the words that spoke to you? It's in Revelations, wasn't it? I can't tell. There'll be no more tears. What is it? After that.
No more tears. Revelation 21.
She was with the Lord. She had gone home to glory. She was in the presence of the Almighty, with the angels whom she had seen, dressed in gold. And all who would have thought that that was enough to touch a wretch like me, to connect him. But no, it was the Anna, this is timeless. Anyway, that was Gina. We had a wee boy. And with boldness, I can say he was a special wee boy. Not that we say that it was said by people at home. And this day, on communion, Thursday of communion, we had a wee dog, and we had people in. I had been to church, and he asked if he could take his dog, wee dog, out to the back garden. It was a beautiful day. Mount Communions. I have been in church. And we're sitting on your dinner. You went out to the back garden. Something you never did before on a Sunday. That Sunday, yes, with the plane, could you take it? And of course there was others outside, and they went away up on the hill. And within half an hour there was someone at the door telling us that he had fallen into our tank. Oh, at the chapel up above David Cameron's house, for the water tank. Well, young folk, that was in 1972 that he died. Sheena died in 68. 4 years later, that boy was taken from us. The Lord was speaking to her heart. And this, what I'm trying to tell you is, and explain is, you've got to be prepared. Age doesn't mean anything. We've got to come to the Lord in our youth and in our younger stage. What does he say? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, there's no conditions. Just come. This is for the older ones too. Come to the Lord. He will take you in, and he will take you to God. Now, I was still unconverted. I believe I now do not talk to the Lord many years long, and committed to the Lord. And on this Thursday, I'm going to come now to my own conversion. It was a Thursday of communion. I had gone to church. I had been drinking the night before. I had been doing my utmost to stop it before then. I was going there to the pub against my will. I was getting no satisfaction. And this Thursday communion, the pubs here used to be closed on the Thursday of communion. The shops, everything was closed then. There was nothing open or work or anything done. Men did. And of course, we came home from church and I was so upset. I wanted to go to Stowe. Dinah put us down. No, I wanted to go to Stowe. The evil one that's within me. And anyway, as the day went on, I got into such a state. I didn't know what was wrong. I couldn't tell. I didn't know. Ina says to me about 4 o'clock, and says, "Are you going to church today?" And I was angry. And I said, "Ina, I've never used to go to church on this evening service on a Thursday. And I never will." That was my very words. Unknown to me. Oh, here, beware. Beware. It's a dangerous place for us to be in. She said she was going to church. Oh, yes, I wasn't going. I told her I wasn't going. She was going to church. So she said she was going to church. And I was getting wilder and wilder and wilder. I couldn't understand myself what was wrong with me. I went away to church. We're living at Scotland up here then. And as she walked over the road, if I could have stretched my hand, the state I was in, I could have pulled her back. The power of evil. But I couldn't do that. I was driving at the time, the Highland Omnibuses, school runs. And Ina came up, she had told me to have something prepared when she would come home. She came home, I hadn't done it. I was just about going mental. And I wasn't getting any better. And Ina was in and out. I couldn't understand it. She was going out to that door, back. Where was she? She was going up to pray and speak to the Lord to show her what was wrong. I was gone as far as I was going to phone another diver, Alan Duke, that he would do the school run for me the following morning, that I was going to land in Clintonay. I couldn't see anything else but mental room. Well then, gloriously, she went out this time. Bold as brass. And she said to him, "I'm sorry. I know what's wrong with you. You don't. You don't. I do. It is, there's a battle going on for your soul in this room tonight. A lot is going on for your soul. And she told me what she was intended to do, what she had made up her mind, that she was going to go forward and sit at the Lord's table. Oh yes, I said to her, you're going your own way. No, no, she said, I'm going away for the Lord. And do you know this? In the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, the joy of the Lord enveloped her home. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I was converted. As she says, she was privileged to see it happening, as if this change fell off, a soul set free. The joy that came into that home still remains. It's everlasting, the joy of the Lord. And I would recommend to everyone here tonight, and you, the young folk here, oh, that thy hearts would be touched. Save me. Not only did he save me, he saved house of salvation and more. Can two daughters, her second family, we have been left with nothing. The Lord has taken away. And blessed be the name of the Lord. We could say then, to sing Jesus, to sing Jesus. We give him all the glory. Great things he has done. And to this day, we owe him a lot. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's day, and sinners plunged in its lip. Wash all the sins away. Oh, that it would be through tonight in this place, that souls would be touched afresh. God is speaking. God is speaking. And that we would go on rejoicing us on that road, on the Sion to Sion, with gladness and joy in our hearts, praising the Lord, bound together in the oneness of spirit, and never, ever forget the love and the Christian love that I was shown at these times. Never. And it's forever. It's everlasting. What a day it will be when we meet in that city above. He has prepared a place for us, and he will come and take us there. Trust in him. There's no other way.
Thank you so much, Angus Alec, for sharing that.